Coming up on Locked On Dodgers, the Dodgers signed a reliever, Shelby Miller. We'll talk about him and what he brings to the Dodgers. And then we'll get into more talk about relievers, if there's any others the Dodgers should target in free agency. So that's what's on tap. So make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. Today's episode is just me. If this is your first time listening and watching, I'm Vince Samperio, and I'm usually joined by co-host Jeff Snyder, but it would just be me today rolling solo dolo. So we are both lifelong Dodger fans that have spent time covering the Dodgers in a variety of ways and continue to cover the Dodgers in a couple of ways. One of those ways being this here podcast where we bring you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue every weekday morning. You can find Locked On Dodgers wherever you find podcasts and on YouTube simply by searching for Locked On Dodgers. And if you subscribe, you'll never miss a day because you know we're not going to, because we're here every Monday through Friday for you. We've been here every Monday through Friday for you since 2019, so you can count on us, and might not always be the same time, but it's definitely every day. So that's what is about to happen, is me talking about the Dodgers. And the Dodgers made a signing, or reported signing, it's not official yet. They signed Shelby Miller to a major league deal. Surprising in the sense of the name, surprising in the sense of it being a major league deal, but when you kind of look back and peel back and look behind the curtain, then you kind of see why it's not as surprising as you may think. Now, Shelby Miller, if you've heard the name or if you remember the name, he's been in the league for a while, since 2012. He had that one good year with the Cardinals, ended up getting traded for Jason Hayward as part of a package for Jason Hayward, spent some time with the Braves, had a good season with the Braves, even though he led the league in losses, but he had an ERA around 3. And after that was traded in probably one of the more lopsided trades of recent memory. The Braves traded him to the Diamondbacks, and the Braves got Dansby Swanson and Ender Inciarte. And after that, he never really got back to what he was before, between injuries and ineffectiveness and a bunch of other things that happened to him, I would imagine. He never quite figured it out again. But he has seemingly figured it out again in recent memory. If you look at the numbers from his season last year, very small sample size. He pitched for the Giants, and he had a 6.43 ERA in 7 innings pitched. He had 6 hits and 5 runs and 3 walks in those 7 innings pitched. So you're thinking, why are the Dodgers signing a guy who hasn't pitched much recently anyways? And why are they giving him a guaranteed major league deal? Well, if you look at some of the other things, he had 14 strikeouts. Faced 30 batters last year, struck out 14 of them. His FIP was 0.40. And yeah, he had a strikeouts of 9 innings of 18. So he was striking out guys a lot last year. Very, very small sample size. He doesn't even register on, the Baseball Savant page because of how little he pitched. But you look at what are the Dodgers seeing, or what are the Dodgers, what drew them to him? And he's made a change in how he pitches. And that's something I would imagine they believe they can expand on. Before, he was a guy who threw mostly, four-seam fastballs, sinker, mixed in a cutter, curve, changeup, slider here and there. And actually never really had a slider till last year. But before, he was a guy with more of a 3-4 pitch mix, heavy fastball and sinker and curveball. And now the last two seasons, he's changed that. Especially last season, he threw all four-seam fastballs, all sliders. He threw a slider 55% of the time. He threw his four-seam fastball 44% of the time. And that was, his most effective pitch. He didn't allow any barrels last year. He was a guy who, you know, still had, you know, still has stuff to work on, obviously, but there's something to work with there. And we're going to talk about more relievers, you know, later in the episode and kind of what else the Dodgers can do on the reliever market. But it's one of those where, you know, I think the Dodgers believe they have some kind of marketing efficiency on relievers, or at least being able to help guys pitch better and do things that, you know, we saw last year. Yancy Almonte, we've seen in the past, you know, Phil Bickford to a certain extent, Evan Phillips, guys like that. We've seen them turn these guys into legitimate relievers. You know, Bickford didn't quite work out last year, but was like that in 2021. Evan Phillips like that last year, and Yancy Almonte like that last year. And for a team that could potentially, you know, be concerned with staying under luxury tax, where you can do that is by not paying relievers that much money, which is, we haven't got any numbers on Shelby Miller's contract, but I would imagine it's not for very much money. So all in all, you know, that's why they signed Shelby Miller. They saw something. He had, you know, he changed up how he throws. And, you know, obviously the Dodgers see something they could use there. And the biggest thing with his, you know, new pitcher, he's still throwing hard enough. You know, he averaged almost 95 miles an hour on his four-seam fastball. The slider's got a big drop. It's around 82 miles an hour. He had a whiff percentage. I mean, he's getting guys to swing and miss on almost 20% of his sliders, almost 27% of his four-seam fastballs last year. And, you know, the fastball plays up. You know, the slider, it became the first pitch, you know, 55% of the time. But the slider wasn't the pitch that was doing the most damage last year for him. He, you know, only had four of his 14 strikeouts off the slider. His opponents were hitting 286 off his slider. You know, he wasn't getting at there, but he was able to use that in order to make his fastball play up. And the fastball was where he got 10 of those 14 strikeouts. Opponents hit just 154. Now, again, very, 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 very small sample size in the major leagues. So, you know, take all these numbers with a grain of salt. He only faced 30 batters last year. So, all this stuff, yeah, the slider, the four-seam fastball look good. Yeah, everything, 30 batters faced. But it was enough for the Dodgers to see and offer him a major league deal. You know, I'm not sure if there was other teams clamoring for his services. I'm not sure. You know, he seems like a guy that you sign to a minor league deal with an invite to spring training, with like some type of incentive based contract if he does make the team. You know, like, oh, $2 million if he does end up making the team. But I don't know if, you know, they believe in him this much, or this was the only way they could really guarantee getting him over here because he had other people trying to sign him. But, yeah, major league deal. Shelby Miller coming on to the Dodgers could be, you know, one. I jokingly tweeted, you know, maybe not 100% jokingly, but, you know, jokingly tweeted out 2023 All-Star Shelby Miller. And, you know, based on what we've seen, based on these numbers here, we don't know exactly what the Dodgers have in mind for him, whether it's to continue building on that slider four-seam combination, whether they see another, you know, pitch of his being able to come in and switch it up, whether it's sequencing or everything else. But for us as Dodger fans, you got to give, you know, some benefit of the doubt to it, to the front office and to the pitching coaches and everyone else, that Shelby Miller is somebody that they believe in and somebody that could be a guy for the Dodgers in 2023. So sticking with the bullpen, we're going to get into some other guys the Dodgers should consider signing or consider bringing in for free agency relievers. Some names you've heard of, some name that was on the Dodgers last season. And that's what the rest of this episode is going to be about. But first, let's talk about Simply Safe, because today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. If you've thought about securing your home with home security but have been putting it off, you'll want to listen up, because right now, Locked On Dodgers listeners can order the number one rated Simply Safe home security system for 50% off. This is their biggest offer of the year, and you won't want to miss it. Here's why I love it, because you can feel comfortable. You have a 24/7 monitoring agent. You have Simply Safe tech support staff. They are someone who has your back, who gives you peace of mind no matter what you're doing. For me, who's someone who travels, you know, fairly often, at least during the regular season, I don't have to worry about, you know, my home being an issue. I don't have to worry about, you know, me not being covered or me not having somebody with behind my back or having my back. And that's what Simply Safe's here. They're advanced technology. You can control stuff on the app. You can catch people in 4K, as they say. They get the high-tech sensors, whatever it is. And they were rated the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, a third year in a row this past year. So, in an emergency, 24/7 professional minor agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real so you can get police response. So, don't miss your chance today to save big on the only security system we recommend. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right, we are back, and looking at relievers, you know, Shelby Miller got the wheels turning about what other relievers the Dodgers can look at, and or do the Dodgers even need any more relievers? And you know, that remains to be seen. You look at the 40-man roster that they have right now, and you go down and look at guys for relievers. You got Yensy Almonte, Phil Bickford, Justin Brühl, Caleb Ferguson, Victor Gonzalez, Bruzdar Gratterall, Daniel Hudson, Evan Phillips, technically Jake Reed's on the roster, and Alex Vesia. So that's about 10 names right there, 10, 11 names of relievers. Now, are all those guys relievers you want for sure throwing for the Dodgers? Maybe not necessarily. You know, Phil Bickford had, you know, kind of an offseason last year. You don't know where he's going to come from. You have Justin Brühl, who probably more of a guy that kind of how he spent last year coming up and down whenever they need him. You know, Caleb Ferguson, another year back and another year away from Tommy John surgery should benefit him. But also, you know, he wasn't necessarily the most trustworthy guy. He didn't look like the Caleb Ferguson pre-Tommy John. So it's not a guarantee that he's going to become that guy again. Victor Gonzalez, you know, last year dealt, or 2021 struggled. 2022, mostly injury struggled. Who knows if he'll be able to recapture what he had before. And then you got Daniel Hudson coming off ACL surgery. So, you know, there's a lot of question marks in the bullpen. You have a pretty solid, you know, with Evan Phillips, Yensy Almonte, Bruzdar Gratterall, you know, Daniel Hudson went healthy. You have a pretty strong, you know, beginning core. And you're obviously going to have guys that emerge. Now you have Shelby Miller. But they're going to need, you know, more than that. And realistically, for relievers, you kind of need to have a lot more than that in order to last an entire season. And for the Dodgers, it's a matter of, you know, realistically, they're not going to spend big money on any relievers. There's especially not the relievers that are free agents currently. You got, you know, Edwin Diaz signed that big deal with the Mets. And then after that, you got Craig Kimbrel and Kenley Jansen, Taylor Rogers as like the next three top relievers technically by last season, you know, WAR and everything else. And you're not going to give those guys, you know, money. You might sign Kenley Jansen to a 1-year deal down the line, but it's kind of going to be similar to last year where, you know, you don't want to throw money right now because you don't want to be, you know, Kenley Jansen is not a reason to cross over and pay the luxury tax, I don't think. And I think that's what the Dodgers believe, and that's what they believed last year, you know, that he wasn't the guy to guarantee to put them over the top. But, you know, there are other guys under him that could help out. And one of the names that stands out and a guy that you maybe remember, Andrew Chafin. Now, Andrew Chafin last year spent the season with the Tigers, but you might remember him from the Diamondbacks. He spent about 5 or 6 years with the D-backs, the left-hander with the big mustache. And this guy has, you know, honestly turned himself into one of the better relievers in all of baseball, maybe a little bit underrated at this point. You know, the last two seasons, 2021, he made 71 appearances, had a 1.83 ERA, 2.98 FIP. last year. He made 64 appearances, had a 2.83 ERA and a 3.06 FIP. So he's a guy that is somebody you can throw out pretty much, you know, not every day, but essentially, you know, 3-4 times a week. And he's been able to be effective in all those moments. Now, he is a left-handed pitcher. However, he's not necessarily a lefty specialist. You know, you look at his numbers last year, and left-handers actually hit better against him than right-handers. Left-handers had a 665 OPS against him compared to 586 from righties. But if you look at his splits over his entire career, they're even closer in OPS from righties and lefties. There's really not too much difference. So he's not a guy that you're bringing in to be a lefty specialist, although I would imagine, you know, with the Dodgers being able to change a few things, he might be more effective against lefties than he was this last season. And like I mentioned, with Caleb Ferguson still kind of being a question mark, Justin Brule not necessarily being a full major league guy, question mark on Victor Gonzalez. The only lefty you really have that you can put any trust in is Alex Vesey. And this is what we saw last year. And it didn't necessarily make a big difference, especially with the new three batter rule. There's not as much room for a, you know, a true lefty specialist to be on the roster, but you do want to maybe, you know, have at least a couple guys on your team that are throwing from the left side late in the game. And Andrew Chafin could be one of those guys. Now, the thing with Andrew Chafin is that, yeah, he's one of the best relievers available on the market. So he's going to have guys and teams coming after him. He's going to cost a little bit more money. And for the Dodgers, you know, realistically, if I'm the Dodgers, I could see myself trying to find a Shelby Miller. If you're really looking for a lefty, you know, you look for someone else that has some underlying, you know, pitches or has some things that you, that not everyone else sees, and, you know, becomes not a reclamation project, but just somebody that you believe you can help out and pitch better. And, you know, that's probably the case. I don't think the Dodgers are going to sign Andrew Chafin, but he is a guy that really stands out in terms of relievers they can go after that can help out. But like I said, because of lack of strong options on the market, and probably teams are going to be asking a lot for relievers, you know, he's going to get a multi-year deal for maybe, you know, $7 to $10 million a year potentially. And that's not something the Dodgers are going to pay. But if the market bears it out and the Dodgers can get him for cheap, then that's someone I definitely think about going after. The next reliever is Chris Martin. And Chris Martin was the guy that played for the Dodgers last year. And he pitched for the Dodgers last year. And he pitched really, really well since coming over from the Dodgers. He came over, he appeared in 26 games, 24.2 innings, had a 1.46 ERA, struck out 34 batters in those 24.2 innings, walked just one of them. And then you move on into the postseason, and, you know, he had a couple of scoreless appearances. This is, you know, a guy who's slowly and steadily, since coming back from pitching in Japan, he's become, you know, a pretty reliable reliever. Now, you know, you look at this last season with the Cubs, he had a 4.31 ERA, Dodgers 1.46, overall 3.05. But realistically, you don't think of the Cubs as a team that's making pitchers better. And when you think of the Dodgers, you think of a team that's making pitchers better. So you take any other numbers from other teams with a little bit of grain of salt. I mean, Yency Almonte had like a 6 ERA the year before with the Rockies, and we saw what the Dodgers turned him into. So, you know, Chris Martin, I don't know. Like I said, he's similar to Andrew Chafin in the fact that he's one of the better relievers. After, you know, you got Kimbrel, Jansen, Rogers. Those three guys are closers, have been closers, will likely sign as closers. But after that, there's not much in terms of relievers that are actually really good or that are coming off healthy years. Chris Martin is one of those guys. And honestly, I'm actually kind of surprised the Dodgers haven't re-signed him yet, or there hasn't been any news on him yet. I would imagine they would. You know, I don't see a reason not to, unless he is getting significant interest from other teams and, you know, that there are, he does get priced out. You know, if it sounds weird saying priced out for the Dodgers, since realistically nobody can really price them out, but it's priced out in terms of what they want to pay him or what they want to give him if they are considering him. And realistically, there's a lot of times where teams come in and give more money than the Dodgers are willing to do. And the Dodgers are going to stick to their guns and do what they need to do. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm all on board for bringing Chris Martin back. I believe, you know, he was really good for the Dodgers last year. And if he's your guy, you know, realistically, he's not going to be the guy. They got Evan Phillips. They got Almonte. They got Gratterall. They got Vesia. But if he's in that second tier of relievers, you know, your team's pretty good. And I do think that that's what kind of helped with the Dodgers last year and kind of why we believe their bullpen was going to be a strength. And for the most part, it was a strength, especially, you know, down the stretch into the postseason. It may be, you know, they did give up game four, but that was maybe more so the pitchers they went after or the pitchers they used rather than, you know, the actual bullpen itself. But whatever the case is, Chris Martin, another guy the Dodgers can think about and should think about. There's a couple more relievers I want to get into, but first I want to talk about BetOnline, because this episode is brought to you by BetOnline. And BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. They've got all the latest trends and odds on their website for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. They've got it all at BetOnline.net. As you know, there's a big soccer event going on right now, so BetOnline.net has you covered there as well. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those on BetOnline as well. They're the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. So head to BetOnline.net on your laptop or mobile device and learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. I want to thank you again for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. For your second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube. All right, so let's finish up with a couple more relievers that are free agents that the Dodgers could go after. And we'll go down the list. There's a list, you know, on MLB.com. There's an article with the list of all free agents, position by position, and they got them listed by WAR. And, you know, we talked about after Edwin Diaz, it was Craig Kimbrel, Kenley Jansen, Taylor Rogers, then Andrew Chafin. After that, you got guys like Michael Fulmer, Chad Green, Danny Duffy, or Danny Duffy is not based on last season, obviously. But the name, you know, Fulmer is a guy that maybe the Dodgers go after, but again, I think he might get overpaid by somebody. You drop down and you get to the name Adam Ottavino. And Adam Ottavino, if you're a Dodger fan, you remember him pitching for the Rockies for a long time. He spent the last few years with the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Mets. And he's a guy who's has, you know, he has nasty stuff. It doesn't always work out the way he wants for him. But, you know, and you can just see that going back to 2018. Starting in 2018, this is his ERAs since then. 243, 190, 589, 421, 206. He threw at least 66 games in four of those 5 years, 2020 being the outlier because, you know, we know what happened in 2020. But even in 2020, he pitched in 24 out of those 60 games. So he's reliable. He's a guy that's going to be there for you. And, you know, the 5.89 ERA, the 4.21 ERA, they sound a little scary. But when you go from his FIP from 2018 to now, which, you know, is a little bit more, which shows more of what a pitcher can control. And he's got 2.74, 3.44, 3.52, 3.96, 2.85. So most of those seasons he outpitched his, you know, he outpitched his ERA. Which is a good sign, which means, you know, he's doing things that he can control. Last year, he had a really good year. 65 innings for the Mets, 65.2 innings, 79 strikeouts, you know, a whip under one, ERA of 206. And a guy coming off that, you'd think, okay, well, he's probably going to get some money. But he is 36 years old. I don't know if anyone's going to offer him a multi-year deal and, you know, a one-year deal. It's very hard to give a bad one-year deal. And, you know, Adam Ottavino is one of those guys that can help out the Dodgers, can be similar to Chris Martin. Like I said, if he ends up being one of your best relievers, that's great. But if he doesn't end up being one of your best relievers, having him in that second tier of relievers is where you want him. You know, a guy that can come in at any spot and any time and not necessarily be tied to, you know, any inning or anything like that. And that's a guy where a guy like Ottavino really fits in, and he's a guy that can be somebody that you can rely on and can grow into a role. I can see a guy, the Dodgers signing Ottavino, and, you know, he ends up becoming a guy like Evan Phillips, where you use him in the biggest spot of the game because he can get strikeouts. I mean, he's been able to strike out guys at a pretty strong clip throughout his career. And then, you know, especially last year, 79 strikeouts in 65 innings, that's, you know, pretty solid. So he's a guy that's always been intriguing, especially for his stuff. You know, he can implode, and we've seen him implode as a Dodger fan against the Dodgers before, and, you know, probably still issues a little more walks than most people are comfortable with, although he has gotten better. But he's still, you know, with the stuff, with the movement that he has, it's just sometimes you can't control it, and that's where he, you know, ends up struggling a little bit. But, you know, with the Dodgers, you always expect, you know, it's very, very, very seldom that the Dodgers get somebody and it doesn't work out pitching-wise, or that he ends up being worse, or, you know, he ends up, you know, walking a bunch of guys or whatever the case is. So, you know, that's another name to consider. You go down the list of relievers after Ottavino, and there's a lot of, like, older relievers that don't necessarily move the needle. Richard Bleier, Brad Boxberger, Matt Whistler. You got Pierce Johnson, who we know from being with the Padres. He's a guy the Dodgers could maybe consider. He's still relatively young, at least, you know, in the reliever world, 31 is young. Another name that Mike Petriello mentioned in an article, where he actually mentioned Shelby Miller and Chris Barton about, you know, some maybe underrated relievers, is Matt Moore. We remember Matt Moore from being with the Giants and almost no hitting the Dodgers that one year, and being with the Rays before that. He spent some time kind of bouncing around some teams the last few years, but he's seemingly starting to figure it out as a reliever. And last year, at a 1.95 ERA, 74 innings pitched, and struck out 83 in those 74. So, you know, another guy from the left side could be, you know, somebody that doesn't cost too much that the Dodgers could go after. You know, Jake McGee's still out there, although I don't think that I'll do that. The other name that a lot of people have been mentioning is Carlos Estevez, a guy that has been with the Rockies, and a guy who's had varying success with the Rockies, but has some nasty stuff and some stuff that could play up. He's been mentioned. I think John Heyman tweeted about him the other day as somebody that has a pretty robust market of teams that want to go after him. So after that, it's just a long list of names of guys, the guys that could help out, guys that have been good before, guys that, you know, like Brad Hand and Derek Holland and, you know, Michael Givens and Craig Stammen and, you know, guys like that that could help out, but not necessarily. You know, there's still Tommy Canley. He's a guy was mentioned, I believe, by Heyman or one of the reporters the other day as having a pretty strong market as well. And, you know, the Dodgers aren't going to outbid you for any relievers. They're going to go after guys that they believe can help them. And, you know, a lot of the names that I mentioned today are guys that can help, but they're also going to have competition for them, which is why, you know, maybe some of the names today won't be used. And, you know, we probably would have never mentioned Shelby Miller's name if the Dodgers hadn't signed him, because he was not really on anyone's radar, I don't believe. And now the Dodgers have him signed to a major league deal. So, realistically, you know, the Dodgers probably aren't going to sign any big name relievers. They're not going to go after any for sure closers. They'll probably pick up a couple names here and there, maybe to some major league deals, maybe to some minor league deals with the invites to spring training. And then they're going to go to work and let their coaching staff and let Mark Pryor and the boys, you know, do their magic. So it's very possible that all the names I listed today, Dodgers aren't going to sign, and they're going to sign a couple guys that weren't mentioned today. And, you know, there's no problem with that, because as long as they're effective and they pitch well, that's all that really matters. The Dodgers have been able to, you know, be really good finding guys and helping them out and turning them into legitimate, you know, pitchers. And I'm all for that. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. Check out Locked On Sports Today for your second listen of the day. The biggest stories, instant reaction, the big game recaps, and take of the day, available wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube, which is also where you can get Locked On Dodgers, wherever you get podcasts, and on YouTube, if you search for Locked On Dodgers, which is also how you can find us on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. DMs are open on all those accounts if you need to get a hold of us. You can always submit questions or show topics if you need to. You can also email us, lockedondodgers@gmail.com, or send us a voicemail, or leave us a voicemail, send us a text at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car, if you're at home, tell your smart device, play podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree, you just have to listen. Have a good one.